at this church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Never lose His power. Hallelujah, y'all. Come on, clap them hands. It will never lose its power. It will never.
Amen. Thank God the blood still works. So good to be here again on this third Sunday as we come together to observe the Lord's Supper. Good to see y'all. I believe that's Brother Raymond's mother, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought that's who it was.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. And good to see all of you. Look like God's been good to you. No matter what you may be going through, you're still here and you got another chance. Amen. This morning, I would that you turn with me to Mark's Gospel.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Chapter number 15. 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. And we want to read from verse 27 through 32. Gospel according to Mark. God our Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege.
Yes.
We ask now that you allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst, and then grant us the fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful, give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. If you got it, beginning at verse 27 in the 15th chapter of Mark, you'll find these words. With him, they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, aha, you who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also mocking among themselves with the scribes said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend from the cross, that we may see and believe. Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. And likewise, the chief priests also mocking among themselves with the scribes said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. With prayers this morning, we won't talk from the subject, why Jesus didn't save himself. Why Jesus didn't save himself. And so, as we consider our subject, let me begin by saying, first of all, that Jesus didn't save himself, not because he couldn't, because if he wanted to save himself, he could have. Because even when they came to arrest him in the garden, and Peter pulled his sword and cut the chief priest's servant's ear off and was ready to fight to the death, Jesus healed the servant's ear and told Peter to put up his sword. Because if he needed help, he could call on 12 legions, that's 72,000 angels, to help him if he chose to do so. In other words, Jesus could have commanded all the forces of heaven to his side. And so as it was in his arrest, he took the beatings and the mockery as he was led to Calvary's hill carrying his own cross, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 53:7 that said, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And so as we make our way to the text, we find Jesus is hanging on the cross between two common criminals to add to his insult, with a crown of thorns on his head and a sign that said, Jesus, the King of the Jews. And so the scene of our text takes place there on that cross, where we read in verse 29 and 30 that those who passed by blasphemed him and wagging their heads or shaking their heads saying, aha, you who destroyed the temple and built it back in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. And then again in verse 31, we see the scribes and the priests who instigated the crowd and crying out for Jesus to be executed and let the criminal Barabbas go free. They were also there at the cross and they mocked him saying, he saved others but himself he cannot save. Thus fulfilling the prophecies of Luke 18:32 and 33, where Jesus said he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spat upon, and he will be flogged and killed. And so here we see that this was all in God's plan for the redemption of man by Jesus atoning for our sins through his death on the cross. And therefore, Jesus wouldn't display his power just to show off his ability and to prove that no man could take his life except he give it. Even in the beginning of his ministry, when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he didn't allow his hunger or his ego to cause him to destroy or display his power. And so even in the midst of intense pain and suffering on the cross, he still refused to appeal to a shallow faith. But he followed God's plan of an atoning death and resurrection and not human plans of magical displays of power. And that's why as Christians, we must follow Christ's example of humility to provide faith and not the world's call for dazzling entertainment. And so why didn't Jesus save himself? Well, first of all, we note that they say he saved others, because we read again in verse 31 that those
priests and scribes in their ignorance of God's plan of redemption for humanity, saying mockingly, he saved others, himself he cannot save. But note these words present two undisputable facts. Yes, he did save others, and no, he cannot save himself. And even more, he saved others long before he reached the cross. Because in his ministry before the cross, as he walked the earth, he saved others from fears, troubles, as well as deformities. He saved others from demon possessions and sin. For instance, if you allow me to take a little trip back in time by way of my sanctified imagination, I believe I could get many testimonies concerning Jesus saving others. I believe Peter's mother-in-law would be a witness and testify by saying, you know, I was sick with a scorching fever, but Jesus came and took me by the hand, and immediately the fever left and I was healed, and I served him and his disciples. But wait a minute, I hear another one coming. Yes, sir, what's your testimony? Well, Armstead, I had the dreaded incurable disease called leprosy. And this Jesus came and touched me, and immediately the leprosy left, and I was clean. And then he told me to keep it to myself, but I told everybody because I just couldn't keep it to myself. And my brothers and sisters, that is the way it is when the Lord has done something for you. You just can't keep it to yourself. As the songwriter said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. And the testimonies could go on because he gave sight to the blind. He healed a man with a withered hand. He told a paralytic at the pool of Bethesda, he told him to take up your bed and walk. And immediately he rose up and picked up his mat and began to walk. Then there was a woman with the issue of blood who said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And when she did, immediately she was healed of a sickness and made whole. But even more, if you would ask Lazarus, he would tell you that he was dead for 4 days. But even in death, he heard the voice of Jesus saying, Lazarus, come forth. And he found himself alive again. As the songwriter said, I believe I can hear Lazarus down in the prison of death saying, hush, hush, somebody is calling my name. And it sounds just like the Son of God. He even saved one repentant sinner, one repentant thief on the cross who was crucified with him, who said, Master, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. And so, yes, Jesus did save others, but the quick big question is, why didn't he save himself? Because secondly, the text says, he himself, he cannot save. But because Jesus couldn't save himself, not as folk mocking him and insulting him supposed, but it wasn't because of a lack of a power or his inability to do so, because he had already declared in John 10:17-18, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. But then the question still remains, why did Jesus save himself? Well, he couldn't save himself because of his divine nature. Meaning if he would have saved himself, he would have disclaimed his messiahship and renounced his deity as well as his divine nature. Had he saved himself, God's promise would have remained unfulfilled, and the prophecy of his coming to save humanity would have been reduced to a myth. Not only that, he couldn't save himself because of his teaching and his works. Had he saved himself, he would have repudiated or contradicted all he taught and done. My brothers and sisters, it was imperative that Jesus exemplify his teaching. For he taught in Mark 8:35, whosoever will save his life will lose it. He also taught in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives gives his life for his sheep. And so Jesus couldn't save himself from the cross, neither can we save ourselves from the crosses that we bear. But we must hold on to God's unchanging hand, and we must bear our burdens in the heat of the day if we're going to be a blessing to a lost world. For instance, just think for a moment, what would the world be like if Apostle Paul would have saved himself from the hardships and the sufferings that he endured to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? And my brothers and sisters, if Paul would have given in, the gospel may not have been preached to us who are Gentiles. But thank God he refused to save himself for the sake of the gospel, that he might save others through the preaching of the cross. For Paul declared in 2 Corinthians 4:17, he said, "For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more and exceeding eternal weight in glory." And that's why he was also able to say in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe." And then in our time, we had many, a man by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with many others who gave their lives as a sacrifice that we as a people might be delivered. Because had they saved themselves, we wouldn't be where we are today. Had Dr. King, who was jailed, had threats on his life as well as his family, had he chose to save himself, we wouldn't be enjoying the many privileges that we have today. But thank God that he held on, because he knew that they might be able to kill a dreamer, but that you cannot kill a dream. And even after he was killed almost 50 years ago by a sniper's bullet, I tell you, the dream still lived. And so the text says Jesus saved the others, but he couldn't save himself. My brothers and sisters, if Jesus would have saved himself, there would not have been a Pentecost, and the church would never have been born. Yeah, if Jesus had saved himself, none of us this morning would have a testimony of how Jesus came into our lives and saved our soul. Had he come down from the cross and saved himself, it would have been impossible for him to save others. And that's why Paul said again, "If Christ be not risen from the dead, then our faith is futile, and we are still in our sins." Because again, I say, the prophecy of his coming to save humanity would be reduced to a mere myth. But thank God he didn't save himself. And that's why it's written, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so they said he saved others, but he couldn't save himself. Well, finally, again, the question is, why didn't he save himself? My brothers and sisters, yes, Lord, Jesus didn't save himself because of his wonderful love for us. And that's why the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." I tell you, it was love that held him to the cross. That's why the Bible says, John 10:17-18, "Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. And no man takes my life, but I lay it down myself. This command I received from my Father." Jesus couldn't save himself because of his love for humanity. Again, the Bible says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for a friend." he couldn't save himself because of his redemptive purpose, and that he was to give his life as a ransom for many. And that's why we read again in John 1:29, that when John the Baptist saw Jesus walking by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." And when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he said, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Meaning Christ is not trying to save himself. He paid the ultimate price for our salvation. And so why Jesus couldn't come down from the cross? Well, if he had come down from the cross, then Ephesians 1:7 wouldn't be true. That said, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to his riches and grace." And so as I try to move to the close, there are four things we must consider very seriously. Because Jesus didn't save himself, he saved the others, and he's still saving today. Because he refused to save himself through his death, he made it possible for all people to be saved. Because Jesus didn't save himself, the Bible says in Acts 4:12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved." And so because Jesus didn't save himself, he still stands ready to save whosoever will come to him by faith, because he's still making intercessions for us, because the story didn't end on the cross, where he hung there in total agony and intense pain, suffering for your sins and mine.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
But when I-